Chapter 31, 1898, The High Point in Australian Camp Meetings. When word was brought to Ellen White that the camp meeting to be held in the colony of Queensland was appointed for October 14 to 24, 500 miles to the north at Brisbane, and she was reminded that a year ago she had promised to attend, she demurred. "It is not consistent," she reasoned, "that I go so far. My workers are here, and the work which I wish to do will be retarded for 2 months at least, if I go." But her thinking was changed by a vision of the night. Of this she wrote: "In the night season I seem to be making preparation to attend a meeting, not at Currambong, but at a distance, where companies in the most destitute spiritual condition were stretching out their arms, and saying, 'Oh, give us food, give us the bread of life. We are hungering for the knowledge of the truth.' 'What can we do?' I said. And the cry came back, 'Feed us, feed us from the word.' Then these words were spoken: 'Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and yet cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.' I saw companies eagerly searching the scriptures and praying together. Again I saw a camp meeting gathered in regions beyond, waiting to hear the truth. I saw a representation of cattle, horses, and sheep standing round one who was holding in his hands a sheaf of oats. The hungry animals were seeking to get at the tempting favor, but could not reach it. A voice cried out, 'You place the food too high.' Cribs had been made for the sheep, but they could get but little food, for the cribs were too high. We gave a most earnest, painful study as to how we should feed these animals. Again the voice said, 'Let down the crib, that the hungry animals may feed.' After this dream, I decided to go to Queensland." As she reported the experience to the readers of the, she declared, "I dreaded the journey to Brisbane, and would fain have believed that this meant Maitland, Newcastle, and the smaller places within 30 miles of Currambong. But again the scene of people calling for help was presented before me, and a voice said, 'They are a sheep that have no shepherd.' Then I said, 'I will go to the camp meeting, for the Lord has been teaching me my duty.'" Accompanied by Sarah McIntyre, her secretary Minnie Hawkins, and several of the young women from the school who were going to join Mrs. Haskell in Bible work, Ellen White took the train Wednesday evening, October 12, for Brisbane. She was favored in having a little room at the end of the car, shared by Sarah. As the train sped on through the night, Ellen White slept, and in her dream she was standing before many people. With great earnestness she was urging them to trust in God and to have increasing faith in Jesus. Then she awoke and looked out of the window, and saw two white clouds. The review account continued: